I certainly did do a shower this morning, I just, I think I kept our.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only good news is people know I didn't do it.
You could have had it.
All right, Demosa, good morning, let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Yud Zayin. So if you remember, again, we were speaking about the idea, based on our Chaim Balashar's idea yesterday, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a state of Vayar Elokim Et Kol Asher Asah, V'hinei Tov Ma'od. Everything is Tov Ma'od. Everything is good. And that refers ultimately to man as well. What happened? That as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava, Sora went from something that was external to becoming something internal. And when it became something internal, man began to think of Ra as a chilek, as a part of actually himself. So top of Kuf Yud Zayin, El ha'omek shebidvarim. The deeper meaning in all of this is the following. Mitchila, in the beginning, haya hara haya kidavar zar li adam. So Ra, that which is negative, was considered something alien to the individual. Kidavar she'enenuhu, like something that is not to me. Remember again, the example the Machaber gave yesterday was, just like if there's a chair, right? As much as I like the chair is not part of me, it's external to me. So too, that's how man viewed Ra in the beginning as well. As much as ultimately there was the concept of Ra, at the end of the day, it was not part and parcel of who and what I am. La'achar sha'adam chata, however, after man sinned, and literally we'll say what ends up happening over here is man actually ingests sin. Man actually ingests chait. When he does that, he ultimately identifies himself, or he identifies the ani, the inner I, as ultimately being evil, or as partially evil. This is the real profundity of the sin of Adam. So I said the fundamental fallout of the sin of Adam and Chava was the fact that as a result of the sin, man no longer just identifies as sin as something external to him, but rather, again, man identifies chait as a chilek of himself, as literally a very part of who and what he is. So we'll explain that more.
Where is he getting?
So he's getting, this is from Chaim Valashner. Chaim Valashner. And the truth is, again, Chaim Valashner. So where Chaim Valashner gets what he points to in the text about this, I don't know. We'd have to look that up in the Nefesh HaChaim itself. He says, Kol chait ne'emra alav mitzvah tshuva. Every chait has associated with it a mitzvah of tshuva. V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk says, you shall return until Hashem your God. Mahi ha'tshuva sha'aleinu la'asos l'shoresh ha'chaton kula. So what is the tshuva that we're supposed to do? What is tshuva? I mean, obviously tshuva looks different for each and every sin. But what is the basic core concept of tshuva? He says, "Lo shuv l'tfisa harishona shekad malachit." So the Mechaber says, "You know what real tshuva is? The essence of tshuva is returning to the core mindset prior to the sin of Adam and Chava." What does that mean? He says, "Hatfisa harishonis shekad malachit hi shehara einenu ani ha'ani hu tov levad." I will say, what tshuva is, in its essence, and such a profound yisod, what tshuva is returning to the mindset of Adam and Chava pre-sin. That just like pre-sin, there was an understanding that even if I make a mistake, that mistake does not color my inner eye. That mistake does not tarnish who and what I actually am. So too, again, tshuva is returning back to that previous state. Tshuva is recognizing that even if I do something negative, the etzem ani ha'atzmi, the ikar eye, the inner eye, ultimately remains untarnished and beautiful. L'chora, kol ha'chatoim she'anachnu chotim hayom, all the sins that we sin today, kol ha'pegamim she'yeshnam hayom, all of the pegamim that we have today, all of the pegam, the blemishes that we have today, so the truth is, I will say, as much as we speak about original sin, at the end of the day, the sins that we do aren't really directly related to the sin of Adam HaRishon. Hu chata chayt echad, v'anachnu l'da'avoninu harav chotim od chatoim. So Adam committed his sin, and unfortunately, we commit our sins. Aval ba'omek, but when you think about it in a deeper way, kol ha'chatoim Shorasham umekorim hu echad l'yovad. But if you think about it, all of the sins, their shoresh, their root, and their source are all one and the same. Listen to this. Ilo haisa li'adam emuna tzacha brura. Shamatzius shalo hi rakto. If a person really believed that at my core, I am truly good. Listen to how profound this is. If a person truly believed at his core that he was truly good, lo haya chote li'olam. A person would never sin. If I really believed that I was truly good, then a person would never sin. Madua, why is that? Kim hutov, hulo misugal lahashpil esatzmo lara. For a very simple reason. If man is really believes that he's good, he would never want to tarnish himself by doing something negative. Mishu meitanu, meyiz lalaches laashpa berechobos, ulechatit sham, kishekula mistaklin. Do any of us go ahead and go to the garbage dump and pick through it while everybody's watching? And you'll say, "No, why does he choose that example?" He says, "Hu mispayish zelo lefi kvodo." Meaning, it could be that there's something that catches my eye as I pass by the dumpster, but at the same time, no one's ever going to pick through the garbage. Right? You're talking about us. We're not going to pick. Why? Why? Because it's so beneath us. It's so beneath us that I would never do something like that. So says the Mechaber, if we really believed that we were truly good on the inside, then we would recognize ultimately that chet, that sin, is truly beneath us. And if sin is truly beneath us, we would never engage in it. So also, it doesn't mean we would never desire for it. A person has a desire for a lot of things. But at the same time, I know that there are certain things I don't engage in because simply they're just beneath me. Even if I, for some reason, have a desire to do it, if I really believe that I was truly good at my core, the Mechaber posits, I would think that sin was beneath me and I would never commit an Avera. The fact that we commit Averos is based on the fact that we don't really believe that we're good at our core. We may say it, but most of us don't actually believe that to be the truth. Ilu haisa la'adam hakara amitis mihu. If a person really knew who he was, I'll say this is so simple but so profound. If I really understood how holy I was, if I really understood how good I was, if I really appreciated the soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, Shehu be'emes tov bilvad, and I really knew that at my core, it's not a mixture of good and bad. At my core, I'm kulo tov. I'm fully good. Hu lo haya misugam nafshit lachshov afil hiskay dara. I wouldn't even be able to approach that which was evil. Because it would be a contradiction in terms. If I'm truly good, then by definition, to engage or to come close to engaging in actions that are not good, by definition, shters, it contradicts my very gishtaf, my very essence. Madua ha'adam is karif l'ra. Madua rachman al-aslan kiukin chote. So why is it? So then why is it exactly that we commit averos? Why is it that we do negative things? Machmas shechasra lo bezihui ha'atzmi ketov. Why? Because I don't really identify as a good person. So also what the Mechaber is positing over here is that what we do in life, and the truth is this piece is not a chiddush, what we do in life is directly related to the self-image we have. If we had a self-image of kulo tov, if we had a self-image that I believe that I'm pure and I'm good and I'm pristine on the inside, again, it doesn't mean I don't have things that are negative, but at my core, I'm something good and something beautiful, then by definition, sin would be beneath me. If I sin, says the Mechaber, it means it's a result of not having positive self-image. I'm not realizing who and what I truly am at the core. So we'll stop over here for today.
But most people at the time, they don't think they're doing the wrong thing. They justify it one way or other.
I disagree with that. I think most people know they're doing something wrong. They justify it. They justify it. But the fact that you have to justify something indicates from the beginning that a person realizes that they're really doing something wrong. So I think everybody knows what they're doing is wrong, but I'm a lamed
zchus. Yeah. But also, if you think you're good all the time, you build up an arrogance.
No.